Rebbe, in volume 6, this is letter number 1807, Baruch Hashem, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. So the Rebbe said, I received your letter in a timely fashion about you write about the standing of the Shoichet Ubaidek, the ritual slaughterer. And mainly the Rebbe writes, I enjoyed a lot that you are looking for ways and different kinds of to counsel how to organize that there should be study groups for the young and for the students, for the Bacharim. And the Rebbe, I guess this guy was hesitant. He didn't speak English so well. So he was concerned. He says, you're not sure, you worried, whether your knowledge of the language is sufficient. So the Rebbe says like this, we've seen already a practical that if you understand, it says, if they understand well, the practice has shown, if you understand well what the other one is saying, even if your ability to speak in the language of the country, even a little bit is sufficient in a much greater measure. And therefore, the Rebbe says that the main thing is not to show that you are down because you don't know the language so well. So basically the Rebbe says you shouldn't show the fact that you're not just understanding well what the other one speaks. So in other words, you have to understand English, basically, you understand. But if you can't speak yet so well, that doesn't really affect, as long as you don't show that, I don't know how to speak well. So that would, especially the Rebbe says what the goal of the speech is, a very important one. And therefore you will have the support from Hashem. Sayyaita de Shemaya. I hope, the Rebbe says, by the time you get this letter, that this idea has been materialized in actuality, or minimally that it has become much closer to the actuality. And the Rebbe says, I'm sure it's extra to remind you, to point out to you, that the goal of the shir needs to be to educate them in the practical mitzvahs. And what is the beginning? The Rebbe says, the person writes in his letter that people come to shul to say Kaddish. Okay? So the Rebbe says you have to have them put on the tefillin. And the Rebbe says it's very easy to explain to them that it's a contradiction over here. You're saying Yizgadal v'yizkadash Shmei Rabo, that the name of Hashem should be great, name should be great and holy, and at the same time you don't want to accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven by putting on the tefillin. So explain that to them. So basically the Rebbe says that don't worry about the language so much, and since you're dealing with important matters, as long as you understand what somebody else speaks, even if you're not yet fully there, don't show any point of inferiority or things like that, and your words will be accepted. Push for the practical mitzvahs. Tell the people that come to say Kaddish, you can't just say Kaddish and not put on the tefillin. It's a contradiction. The Rebbe is also adding the main words that he spoke to the students of the yeshiva who are traveling as the shlichas from the Melkas Dion HaChinuch, which in truth it is connected to each one of the Jewish people. The Rebbe has referred to that, those words in many, many different letters, telling them, especially to those who are find themselves in a community, in a surrounding that is not, they've not been used to. So the Rebbe, in those words, the Rebbe addresses the fact that the soul journeys from a very high spiritual level into a physical world. And the Rebbe is speaking to these people who are basically finding themselves in communities which they are not used to, communities that are not religious, that don't practice Judaism, and they're there. And the Rebbe is saying that, you know, this is actually the journey of the soul, because the soul of every one and one of us went up all the ways up to Hashem's sort of thought, as explained in Hasidic literature, that within Hashem's thought, they're on a high level. And then the soul had descended from such a high step, all the ways up from the roof, and it went down to a deep abyss, to this physical world, which is the world with the klippas and the other side, and a lot of the evil is overpowers, as brought down in Etz Chaim and brought down in Tanya in the end of chapter 6. So basically, the Rebbe's words give courage to people who find themselves in communities where they're not yet comfortable with their level of Yiddishkeit, because the people are not used to it. And the Rebbe tells them that they stay strong. This is the ultimate goal, actually, of the soul coming down to the world. So sometimes people go into other communities to bring and enlighten the other communities. The Rebbe says, apparently the person sent a donation along with his letter, but the Rebbe says, you did not instruct to which fund that belongs. So the Rebbe says, therefore, I'm passing it along to the, looks like a discretionary fund. They call it Kupas Chashoyim. I think it's discretionary. Over there it's called a quiet fund, which means probably an undesignated fund. That is actually the greatest level in tzedakah. It says tzedakah, the highest level of tzedakah is when the one that gives doesn't know who he's given to, and when the one that receives doesn't know who gave it to him. So this is the highest level. The Rebbe blesses him for livelihood, both physically and spiritually together, and wishes him a kasiva v'chasima tova to be written and sealed for the good. So again, over here, the Rebbe addresses various different things, but the Rebbe is very happy, and he keeps on pushing that he's trying to organize the classes for the young and the bochrim, and don't be worried about that you don't know the language so well. And the Rebbe says, mainly try to influence them to keep the practical mitzvahs. And the Rebbe says, basically, this is the soul descending from a high level into this world. And this is something that we have to deal with. And the Rebbe blesses him with success and a ksivah chasima toivah. Okay, so...